Hi, you're listening to Java with Jen with your host, Jenna Lee Samuel. On this show, I bring the simplicity of hearing God's voice into everyday life in a no-nonsense, authentic, and super practical way. With coffee in hand and real life in our faces, let's do this. Hey, sweet friends. So I wanted to, before we jump in, explain some of the links that you're going to find down in the show notes, because there are a lot of resources I've been making available for you, and I want to make sure you don't miss any of them. Okay, the first one you're going to see, if you look down in the show notes under the episode, it says free New Year's gift. So what this is a digital planner that I created for myself and have made available to my listeners and my friends on social media. I'm actually going to be selling it on Amazon. So it's going to be for sale over there, but free for you. So you're going to want to grab it. But it's a New Year's planner to help you approach New Year's resolutions differently if you are tired of the whole make all the plans, fail by February. You know, nobody really likes that. And I have a different approach, which is very refreshing. I just go in and my agenda is to lean into the Holy Spirit and get some guidance. So I created this planner that walks you through a bunch of different steps that are really refreshing and causes you to listen for the Holy Spirit's leadership. Will be super enlightening as far as what He's achieved in your year behind you, and will set you in such a faith space for the year coming up. So you're going to want to download that. There is a full color version and a printer friendly version. So go grab that. The link is in the show notes. Also, because I am launching another round of my podcast coaching program, it is very successful. People have been coming out of it, just loving it and producing amazing shows. And so if you want to start a podcast or have ever considered it, if you book a call with me and let me know you heard about it from my show, you will save $200 on my coaching program, which is a really good discount. And so you can book your call with me to ask your questions, find out more about it. And then if you decide to sign up, you will have that savings already applied. And so you can go to javawithjenpodcast.org to do that. The link is in my show notes. Next up is a cool new product that I've just discovered. You guys know I love coffee. Everybody doesn't love coffee, but a lot of people do. But some people are finding that the caffeine is a little hard on their system. And I found this product called Magic Mind, and it's a coffee alternative, although you can take it alongside of your morning coffee as well. But it is an all-natural, kind of like a little elixir. It's a little 2-ounce shot that you just drink, like a bottle. And it is made with all these cool natural ingredients, including matcha green tea, and ashwagandha, a bunch of different adaptogens, which allow you to adapt to stress well and handle your stress better. And then also some nootropics, which are things like mushrooms. No, not the get you high kind, just the kind that are good for your brain. And this little drink actually helps the neurons in your brain connect and fire more efficiently. So it's helping your mind be sharper. It helps extend the length of the caffeine in your system so that you don't have a crash, because the matcha green tea extends in your system differently. That caffeine is a slow burn, if you will, and so you keep your energy longer. So I actually connected with this company, and they have given me an incredible discount for you guys if you're interested in trying it. Also, after January 10th, you can find it at Sprouts, and that's a really great way to try it as well. But if you wanted to go just to their link and use my discount code, which you can't use at Sprouts, you can only use it with an online purchase, you can go to magicmind.com/JavaWithJen. And the code is JWJ20 for Java with Jen, JWJ20, and it'll save you 20% on a one-time purchase or 50% on a subscription, which is incredible. I just ran out of my box of it, and I was so sad this morning because it really helped. My husband we had just a really intense couple of weeks at our church here the last 2 weeks, and I stayed so chill and so calm through all of it. And I really think, aside from the Holy Spirit, that this little drink was helping me, because it has the ashwagandha and the adaptogens in it to help you stabilize how you handle stress. So that link, that's just too good not to share. That is in my show notes as well. And there is also, there's a few other things. So just go check it out. There's a few more links I'm not going to mention, but they are there. And then my guest from today have a free gift for you also. It's very cool. I'm going to be downloading it. It's a placemat that they use for their family. It has their family values, scriptures, their family goals, and different things that they use to connect with their kids. They talk about in the episode, but that's available and you can connect with them at their links in the show notes as well. So I just wanted to share all that. And there's a couple other links that are in the show notes that are also resources for you, as well as how you can go leave a review and rate my show. I just put the link there to make it even easier for you. So all that to say, I love putting tools in y'all's hands. I love making your life easier and sharing with you the things that I love. So that's what you can find in the show notes, as well as a little bit of info on today's guest. So with all of that said, make sure you go check those things out and let's jump into today's episode. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me here at Java with Jen. I have two new guests with me who are new friends and people that I have actually really enjoyed jumping into their podcast. And when I met them via another, a mutual friend who is also a new acquaintance who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, I immediately resonated with the way that they approach family and parenting because they're high performing, high achieving people, which I resonate with. I also function the same way. But what I really love about them is their intentionality in parenting their kids. I feel like we as parents, none of us do it perfectly. None of us have a game plan. There's no parenting book that tells us exactly how to do it. But I think when we're intentional, we achieve a lot more success in raising good humans. And so I wanted to bring them on the show because I feel like their approach is refreshing. It's tactical and tangible, and their hearts are just beautiful. So Greg and Jackie, welcome to my show.
Thank you. So excited to be here today.
Absolutely. I'm glad to have you guys. And so why don't you share a little bit about yourselves? Obviously, my audience doesn't know much about you, where you live, about your family, and maybe even how you kind of landed in this space that you're in.
Great. All right. Well, we are, we live in Boise, Idaho, of all places. It's beautiful here, very mountainous, and we love it. We're actually new to the area. We just moved here about 6 months ago with our tribe. We have six beautiful, amazing, smart, God-loving children, all from the ages of 14 down to 4. And yes, they're ours together. And he's responsible for all of it. And I just think that it's really interesting that we get a chance to share today because Greg and I come from a background where we weren't really sure if we were even going to have a family, let alone six. Greg has a background as an engineer. I do as a corporate buyer. And then we quickly moved into entrepreneurship and have been married 20 years now.
Just had our 20 year anniversary. Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary.
We're just so excited. Thank you. And we're just so excited to be doing life, not only together, but with our family and to be just on a new endeavor. It seems like every other week, some days.
Yeah. Wow. That's exciting. So, okay. You guys come from backgrounds then that I imagine it probably equipped you with some skills and tools that you're using in this space now, but how did you land in entrepreneurship? It's not for the faint of heart and it's not the easy path. We'll just say that. So how did you land in entrepreneurship?
I would say I don't think I was seeking it. I kind of got pushed into it to a certain extent. And I became an electrical engineer. And even though I was in the top 5% of all performance reviews each year, I got laid off twice my first 4 years out of college. Right. Oh, wow. And so it left me sitting there thinking, you know, everybody wants to run their own business one day or whatever. And I always probably said that, but you know, do you really go for it? Well, now I'm kind of like, I got to create another source of income, you know, and just to kind of safeguard against that. So we ended up starting to do some marketing and some online business. And this is when I was 27, you were 23, I think. And we just kind of figured out some systems, started learning how to grow. We built some teams, put a lot of energy and effort towards it. And we were able to walk away from the corporate world by the time I was 31 and she was 27. Wow. And so we haven't had to work for anybody ever since. And we've done a number of different endeavors since then. And we're always kind of starting new ones now. It's, you know, you know, because you're an entrepreneur, but it's like once you get enough confidence and get over the fear, then you're almost like, I don't know if I would really ever go back to what I used to do. Right. I kind of, you know, enjoy this process and enjoy for us having to go on faith, even in this category of our life. And so it's been fun. You know, we've transitioned just, you know, into leadership, coaching, culture development within whether it's businesses or even with high achieving individuals. Yeah. We've been doing it for almost 2 decades now. And so we've taken all of that experience of being able to grow world-class teams that can accomplish world-class things, and we built it into our family now, and very strategically. So that's why we do our podcast, to be able to share about that.
Okay, which is what makes you guys so unique. And when I first like listened to your podcast and met you guys, I was like, oh, they found a niche, man, where you guys like high-performing people. Yeah. And you bring that into your family. And so like, I could hear kind of some people's thoughts, like what, their poor kids are probably, you know, like people who are not high performing are probably thinking like, do you like, you know, like, what was that movie that we just watched the other night? The Sound of Music, where the captain like blows whistles and his kids line up, you know? And so that's what my brain does, but I'm high performing. I think high performing is just your intentional. So how did you merge those two together and decide, hey, we can do this with our family, not just business?
Yeah. You know, it's really, that's such a good question, because I feel like so many times people feel like they have their business and then they have their family life, and they don't really understand how to bring it together so they can enjoy all of it every single day. Because we quickly learned that people would like thrive in one of the other areas, but then they didn't know how to bring it together. And actually what happened was some family lives were starting to just crumble. You know, marriages weren't staying connected. Children weren't connected with their parents. And we just were like, there's got to be a better solution here. And it really came from our own pain point of doing it wrong for a very long time. And then about, what was it, like 10 years ago or whatever, we were like, there's got to be a new way. There's got to be a new way to bring in the concepts we've learned in business and help our children thrive for not only the now, but for the later. And so what we did was bring it in. And the thought process that we have with our kids, oh my gosh, they're miles ahead of us today. Wow. Like literally, you know, they have such a great idea of what kind of businesses they want to run in the future, where they want to go in life, who they want to be. Like their faith is at a whole new level that we never knew was even possible until we started bringing in the concept of some of the dynamics that we do in our business, right in our own family units. And of course, we're not drill sergeants, but I will tell you, there is structure to our family life. You know, with having 6 kids, we homeschool also. It's just not every day. Like we just all get to choose what we want all the time. Right. There is things that need to be done, but within that, there's so much security and the kids love it. They know what to expect. And then we have a lot of fun when we are having fun, and we have a lot of fun when we're doing work. Mm-hmm. And so either way, they're thriving in everything that we're doing.
That's so good. I love that. You know, people have asked me before, I have 4 boys. And so, you know, younger parents have come to me and been like, okay, how did you do this? How did you do this? Is there a book that you read? And, blah, blah, blah. And I tell them every time, I'm like, you know, the parenting books stressed me out because they all, it's just opinion, you know, it's just opinion and everyone's family culture and approach is different. I said, the books that helped me the most were leadership books, because those are principles that teach you how to be a good leader, which essentially is what you are in your house. And I think when people don't realize that, and they take more of a passive reactive approach to parenting, you end up with teenagers you don't enjoy and kids who don't realize what they're capable of. And, and I love that you guys are so intentional with this. So now you mentioned that you didn't think initially that you would have a family, but yet here you are with 6 kids. So you need to bridge that gap for us and highlight maybe even what role the Holy Spirit played in that journey and where his voice was throughout that process.
Yeah. So, you know, the interesting thing about even when we started our entrepreneurial journey, one of the things I've learned about becoming successful, the fastest path is usually finding someone who's already there. And if you can find someone who's not only competent, but caring enough to actually show you the path, I mean, that speeds everything up. And so that's what we were doing with learning how to be entrepreneurs. And through that, you know, I mean, God is so good. Like I grew up with no faith in my background at all. You know, like it wasn't, my family wasn't anti anything. They just weren't pro anything. So it was just, I was kind of just a spiritual blank, didn't really understand anything. So at 27 years old, that's where I'm at. Well, the people I started being mentored by in business, these people were great, strong Christians. And, you know, it was my first exposure in my life to being around people who not only knew how to succeed in categories of life, but also like their marriages were unified and that there was love in their household, that their kids respected and honored them. You know, I come from a very dysfunctional upbringing. So that's what probably scared me the most about having a family one day, is just, my experience was like, I don't even know if I'd ever want to go through any of this again, you know, another round of this. But then when I started getting a vision of what it could be like, and then realizing that the reason they have what they have is because they base everything around their faith, and biblical principles. Well, that's what actually how I got led to the Lord. These guys, I got saved through my business mentors, you know. Wow. It started a whole new journey for me, even though it was, you know, late 20s, that now we're like, we just recognize Jackie grew up a little different. She grew up Catholic, and there's a lot of different structure there. But we were just on this new season of just like spiritual growth and just learning what the word says and learning what it all means. And then we started just saying, okay, you have your normal growing up, right? What you experienced. I have my normal. We don't think either one are really perfect, right? So how do we build our new one? And we just started putting together, you know, the pieces from people that we are being mentored by, or like you said, a leadership book over here, an experience from this. And as we started having that come together, we're like, oh, having a family could be a really good thing.
Right.
And so then we decided, all right, let's go for it. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So something I want to highlight there is that, so I had an epiphany when we were on a mission trip a number of years ago, and there was a gentleman there who, precious, precious man, all he ate was like five different foods, like hamburgers and chicken nuggets and like spaghetti. I mean, just five basic foods. Even as a 50, 60 year old man, he wouldn't ever eat vegetables or anything like this. So when I learned this, I looked at him and I was like, you're a grown man. Why don't you eat vegetables? You know, like, where does this come from? And he said, I don't know. This is just all my mom ever made for me. So this is what I eat. And I was, and it was kind of put the fear of the Lord in my heart as to the power of the role that we play in every facet of our children's development. That's all she made. So that's all he ate. Where a lot of parents feel reactionary and they follow the cues of their children, rather than really realizing that they have to be intentional. And for you guys, you were like, okay, we don't love where we came from necessarily, or at least we don't want our future to look that way. And so how can we rewrite the story? And it was one of the most empowering moments that I had as a parent when I saw his story and I realized I get to decide how this goes in my family. I get to decide if my kids, if they're acting a certain way and I think that's disrespectful, I get to teach them that's disrespectful, you know? Yeah. And it just took the pressure off of feeling like there's some right way to do things that I'm trying to stumble onto, you know? And so I see and I hear that coming from the way you guys are approaching your parenting. And I think that's really where the magic sauce is you're intentional. Cause you know, you guys speak to high performing parents, whereas another family may be super laid back and they're like, yeah, that doesn't work for us, but they can still take away the intentionality.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Well, I think some of it is that we have to remember that God handpicked each of us as the parents to our kids, not to your kids, not to the neighbor kids, but to our kids. And what works in our household may not work in your household, but some of the things that each person does, maybe we can grab a little bit of it. Maybe we can apply it in the way that works best for our family. Maybe even if right now it doesn't work for us, down the road, it will work for us. Yeah. I don't know how many things we learned early on that we were like, I mean, that's good information. We're not ready to apply that. Or right now, our kids aren't of age to apply that, or we're not in a position where we feel comfortable doing that, you know? So it's like, I think that's the neat thing about being a parent is that the worst thing you can do is compare yourself to another parent, right? Because we always compare our worst to their best.
Yes, it's so true. And I actually want to point out, because I didn't mention it earlier, it's a little teaser at the end. You guys, Jackie and Greg are going to be sharing something that they have made available to you as just like a free download or a free thing that you can have. It is their, actually, you guys explain it, because you're going to explain it better than I am.
So as we started putting together a lot of the foundational pieces of how we're going to raise our family, what one thing we like to do, we've learned this just through leading business teams, is we like to have weekly team meetings. We'll get dinner out and we bring out our family placemats, which we had laminated, and they list all of everything from our core values to our mission statement to parental rules to et cetera. And our favorite scriptures are all in there. Everybody got to contribute. We put it together. We put the placemats down, we eat, and then we go through a process for a weekly team meeting of, you know, calendar. Because we got to talk about anything that's coming up and what the expectations are. You know, recognition's a big one. We not only recognize them, they recognize each other for living up to the standards throughout the week that are part of our family. And it's so powerful to watch them do that. Wow. And then of course, discussion. So all the different topics that come up. So it's fun. So we have that family placemat. We get asked about it all the time. So we've made it available on redwoodparenting.com. It's a quick little click of a button and you can download it for free.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I just love that. That's such a great idea. Okay. So back to your story then, when you guys were deciding to have kids. So at first you're like, we don't want this dysfunction. Then you're like, ooh, revelation. We can make it how we want to make it. And then having children, was that as easy as pie or was there a story to that? Because I feel like there was a story to that.
Sure. Yeah, of course there was. So again, after like, we were married like 5 years at the time and we finally decided, you know, maybe we do want to start a family. This, I think we could handle this. Actually, I think we could do this. It might be fun. And I think we could do this. We started believing in ourselves a little bit after seeing other people's results, of course. And it didn't work out that way. Like, I don't know. Some people say, oh gosh, I don't even know how it happened. All of a sudden I was pregnant. And it's like, oh no, that wasn't our story at all. So we went through a journey where it took us 2.5 years to get pregnant. It wasn't a quick thing. In fact, it was pretty emotional and hard. Anybody that's gone through any fertility, you know, issues, you understand that it goes from having fun trying to all of a sudden you're on a schedule and you're like, hey honey, it's that time, let's go, you know. I often joke that that's when like the romance leaves for a little bit and it's like, we have a job, let's get moving on this. So that's kind of how it worked for us. It took us 2.5 years for our oldest. Did you want to add something?
I was just gonna say it was a real faith journey.
Yeah,
because you know, at first you're kind of like, okay, well, it's only been a couple months. Then it was like, you know, half a year. Then it was a year.
Yeah.
And then you start having doctors start telling you that, well, there's potentially this challenge, and you may not ever be able to. And we're just like, this isn't God's will for us not to have kids. And so I remember, I mean, we really pressed in just to really understand more about God's will when it comes to having families and standing on scriptures instead of doctor's reports. I remember we would listen to certain scriptures every night, fall asleep to them around this. And, you know, we kept our faith in check. And, you know, it took 2.5 years, but man, I'll tell you, once we had twins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
I always laugh about, it's like, you know, of course God does it his way, right? He does it better than anything we could even expect or even think about. Right. And so it's like after 2.5 years, we were blessed with twins and it's like, God, you see us, you know, you care about what we care about, which I mean, it's like, I always say the kiss on the cheek, right? He didn't have to give us twins. We would have been perfectly happy with one healthy, happy, beautiful child. And he's like, guess what? I'm giving you two. I love you. I see you.
And then after we had the twins, then it was like, we had no problem getting pregnant.
The floodgates were open.
I mean, we had, at one point we had 5 kids, 4 and under, right? So you can just imagine how fast. I used to joke. I was like, after we had our first babies, I could just look at Jackie and she'd get pregnant.
Yeah. That's so funny. I tell people the same thing. We had 4 kids, 5 and under, so reverse, but it was a lot. Okay. So talking about going back to your approach in parenting the kids, you had your beautiful kids, you have your beautiful story. And that's another story. We may revisit that story in another episode on another day, because there's a whole lot more to it. And for my listeners, if any of you guys have dealt with infertility, struggling to get pregnant, anything like that, I think you'll really resonate with their story. So I will make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it when it happens. But going back to your leadership principles, I loved that you shared earlier in our first conversation, how, and even just now, how your kids call out each other's successes and how you highlight their wins and empower them with encouragement and setting goals and reaching goals. And talk to us a little bit about that, because I think that's beautiful. And I think kids need that a whole lot more than we realize, just calling out their wins and their successes. So talk about that aspect of things.
Real quick, I'll let Jackie share, but you know, going back to what you said about leadership, a really important leadership principle when it comes to building successful teams is that people do what you edify, not what you teach. Mm. Right. And so the more we can have proper edification of the right values and it's present and it's consistent, the more everybody wants to perform for it. You know, I mean, most of us kind of grew up in an atmosphere, even at work atmosphere, it's like the only recognition you ever get is when you do something wrong. You know, so you avoid failure. We don't want our kids to avoid risking things. We want them to go for things. And we just have to make sure we're edifying all the values that we have strategically wanted to build into them. And and they grab a hold of it, you know.
That's so good. Right. So go ahead, Jackie. I feel like you were going to say something.
Well, if you wanted to add something else first, that's fine.
Well, give us a picture. What does that look like? Because a lot of people maybe have not had the examples that you guys have had and seen what you guys have seen. And so, you know, as parents, I think sometimes we go into parenting thinking my job is to teach them what not to do. And sometimes that's the mission that we go in with, and we become more of no people and stop it people. And I feel like one reason I want you to highlight this is there's a statistic and a study that was done where they followed these children, like I feel like it was 250 children or something. And they give them an IQ test early in their life, like at 4 years old. And maybe you guys have even heard the story before, but all these children, I think it was like 98% of them tested at genius level. Like they were all so smart, and they followed them through life. And they did the test again at 12 or somewhere in their teens. And they only like 60 to 70% of them were testing at genius level. They're like, what's happening? And then they checked again with them in their 20s. Oh man, that's a long test, man. They checked again with them in their adulthood. And it was like way down to like 5% or so that tested super high genius level. And they said, what went on in your life that made your intelligence drop? And they realized after studying their brains that the part of the brain that processes the word no and limitation had been highly active. And so they realized that when we just hear no all the time, it actually shuts down our genius and shuts down our creativity. And so I feel like your approach actually goes the opposite direction and nurtures the genius and nurtures the creativity in your kids through encouragement. And so show us, or maybe describe what that looks like when you're doing that with your kids.
Sure. I think a lot of it has to do with how careful we are, how we speak to our children. You know, I think it's very important today. I think as parents, we don't understand how our words carry so much weight on our children. Yeah. And that they look to us for not just love and acceptance, but real guidance on how to treat themselves and how to treat others. Yeah. So we're very intentional when it comes to discipline. Just like you said, you know, we don't want our children walking around feeling like negative thoughts are being put in their head by us every single day. Most of us deal with enough negative thought out in the world. You know, people are criticizing everything about each other, it seems like, anymore. Yeah. And so for us, for instance, if somebody's getting corrected in our house, we do not talk to them like, hey, you are a bad child. You did this and you are not a winner. You did not do this. You. We come to them and we're like, you know, that is not the behavior of who you are. Mm-hmm. That's not who you are. You know, you just behaved in an action that was not who you really are. And the standard in our family is this, this, and this. And we expect you to remember that and behave accordingly. But you made a mistake. We're going to need to fix it now. There's ramifications. We'll work through it with you. But we want to remind you of whose you are, and you are a child of the King. And so we like really speak into them directly about the truth of who they are. And I think that helps, because when we are doing our placemats and we're giving accolades to each other or seeing the goodness in each other or whatnot, we're not trying to like kick around what you did wrong that week. We all know what we did wrong or didn't accomplish that week. You know, we kind of nip those things quickly and move on quickly. We don't feel like we should be punishing our kids forever. We don't feel like we should put them in the doghouse and, you know, they have to feel guilty about things forever. We kind of talk about it, get over it, and move on. And that's kind of how God taught us. You know, he forgives and forgets, right? He doesn't remember everything that we did wrong forever. Yeah. And so we don't do that with our family. And our saying at our house is, it's forgiven and forgotten. Once we kind of, you know, come to the point, we've discussed it, we've, you know, cleaned it up, we've done whatever, we now say forgiven and forgotten. And I will tell you, it's the coolest thing, because we've had to come to our kids too. We've made mistakes as parents. I mean, maybe it's just us, but like we've made a lot of mistakes. And when we come to them and I'm like, you know what? I got really upset about something. It had nothing to do with you. It had everything to do with what was going on in my life. I should not have gotten upset like that. Will you forgive me? I mean, every time sweet kids will look at me and say, yes, mom, I love you. It's okay. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. Just so you know, I am really, they're like, mom, it's forgiven and forgotten.
Aww.
And it's like, to be able to teach your kids that you value them enough and speak so well to them and of them, I mean, that just breeds security.
Yeah, that's so good. And I love too, like when you're cultivating in your kids a positive perspective of life, a positive perspective of themselves, even a positive perspective of each other, you're actually adding to their lifespan, because you're teaching them how to cope with stress. You're teaching them how to have healthy self-talk and be a healthy individual. You're teaching them how to recognize healthy people, because now they're in a climate where they're surrounded by healthy people. And so you're doing, and I'm saying this really for my listeners, is like, this approach is so much more impactful than just in that moment. It's impactful in their lifespan and the people they choose to surround themselves with, and their health, their long-term health. It's huge.
Yeah, I think, you know, the foundation of what we do in our household comes from something you said earlier, which is a healthy, you know, reverence of the Lord.
Right. Yeah.
Because we realize that these kids aren't just our kids. These are God's kids. Mm-hmm. And when we get to steward them for a season, and we have a job to do, is the way we look at it. And so we build that into our kids that they even know that that's our philosophy. So, mm-hmm. so our job is to try to help them become everything that God intended them to become so they can fulfill the purpose God has for them.
Right.
And so approaching it like that, it helps us build in all these different principles. Like, for instance, identity. You know, we are really careful about not speaking anything against the identity that God has created them with. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I have a really quick story. My son was, and you have four boys, so you'll understand the, you know, how boys can be. And he's being a boy, but he was, I don't know, he was really pushing the rebellious button a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're doing our correction of it. And but I kept spending time and energy reminding him that, listen, you know, let me remind you of who you are. Let me remind you of how you act being who you are, and how you're acting isn't lining up with how God made you. Mm-hmm. Right. So we always corrected like the action and never the person, if you will. And I'll never forget one time where we were going through, and this has been going on for a while. Like, you think it would just be one conversation, but it wasn't. It was like a 6 or 12 month thing. I felt like it was 3 years, but but I just remember one time we were going through a pretty heavy correction, and I remember telling him the same kind of concept, like reminding him again. And I just said, his name is Drews. And I said, Drews, you're a good boy. Like, you're a really good boy. And I'll never forget. I'll never forget his face. It all of a sudden it clicked. And he said, I am a good boy. Mm. You're right. I am a good boy. And he was like 7, maybe at the time, 6 or 7. Wow. And you know, since then, I've hardly ever had to correct him. Wow. Like, about the same kind of things. It's like he got it. And so now he wants to live up to the identity that he knows he has, you know? So yeah, it's pretty powerful.
That's such a big deal. That's so true. Identity is more than we realize at the fundamentals of their behavior. Okay. So looking back, let's say someone's listening and they're like, I want to do better, but my kids are halfway grown or they're teenagers already, you know, whatever. I feel like it's never too late to change directions, right? Yeah. So what would you say to someone who's in that place, if you were to give them something really tangible that they could implement today with their family to start a new trajectory, what would you encourage them to start doing?
I think the number one thing is, first of all, to come in with healing in your heart. You know what I mean? To take responsibility. And sometimes we didn't apply things or do things because we really didn't know how. We didn't mean not to, we just didn't know how. Yeah. So if you're in a broken place with your family, you know, to be able to sit there and say, hey, can we have a little team meeting? First of all, I want to apologize. Dad and I didn't have all the tools. You know what I mean? We were not aware of some of the things of how we could help make our family tighter, more unified, more cheating, whatever your goal is for your family. So I think that's the first thing, is humbling yourself as a parent, because I think so many parents feel embarrassed and they don't feel comfortable doing that to their kids, or they think their kids won't love them or respect them or care for them. And that is not the truth. Kids love seeing their parents be vulnerable. I think also letting them know that, you know, God is in control here, you know, not us. And again, bringing that back around to let them know that is so important. And then I think also listening to your children, like really listening to them, because when I sit down, I'm quiet and I let them speak, they say things that I need to hear. Mm. And maybe for a long time, you weren't doing that. Well, now's an opportunity for you to learn from your children. Mm. I mean, we just did a podcast, I don't even know, a couple of weeks ago or whatever, the lessons our kids teach us.
Yeah.
And if you don't slow down to allow your kids to teach you something, then you are missing out on an opportunity on connecting with them. So I think the biggest thing is that connection is the key, whatever that looks like, and finding that connection with your kids. And, you know, in different seasons, it's something different. If you enjoy doing something like reading, then learning to read fun books with your kids, or maybe you like to go shooting or something like that, like Greg likes to do, and take the kids shooting, that's a connection point for him. Or maybe it's playing sports, or maybe it's doing stuff that you don't really enjoy doing. I mean, sometimes my kids have things that they like to do that I don't, but it's all about connection on a level that they want.
I agree. And I would just add, for the parents out there who might be feeling that way. Mm-hmm. Number one, you got to just realize that it's God's will for you to have a great relationship with your kids. Totally. You know, so if you'll rely on the Holy Spirit and start trying, you'll be surprised at how fast you'll get some results, because you're doing something to get in alignment with God's will. You know, right. Another thing is, I think everybody probably needs to hear this, is that, you know, you're I believe that every kid wants to have a great relationship with their parents. Yes. They want it. Like, so no matter how they're acting or what they say or whatever's happening, that's really their heart's desire. It's how they're made. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, to this day, I still desire a better relationship with my dad. You know, mm-hmm. I'm almost 50 years old and it just doesn't, go away. There's always that desire. And no matter how many mistakes my dad has made, I forgive all of it in a second. And I have, you know, but it's like, it never leaves. It's part of who we are. And I'll say this, you know, we have a philosophy whenever it comes to pretty much working on anything. And the philosophy is, for us, we just say that we're under construction, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's who we are, but our growth game is strong. And I tell people that in any category, if I don't see you for a year and 12 months from now, I'll have to reintroduce myself to you because I'll have grown and changed so much.
Right.
And it's just that mentality. And I think you can share that with your kids. They don't try to act like you know everything that you're doing. No. They know you don't.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they know it.
Yeah.
And they're okay with you being honest and vulnerable, saying, listen, I'm learning too along the way, but here's my intention. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's so good. And I love that you called out leaning into the Holy Spirit. There have been so many times that my boys will do something and I literally don't know what to do. I'm literally like, ah, there's no manual for this, you know? And there, and in those moments, I just stop and I'm like, Holy Spirit, give me an idea. And he'll give me an idea. Yeah. And I do it. And it usually produces peace and gets to the bottom or at least moves the needle. And it's been such a game changer. I remember, I'll share this little story because you guys are probably going to laugh. When my kids were all little, like my oldest was six. So they were like 6'4", 2 baby. And the three older ones come running in. Someone's lying about something. And there's, you know, he said this and he did this and da, 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 da. And they were all very convincing. I genuinely could not tell who was lying to me. So I looked at them and I said, well, boys, the Holy Spirit knows what the truth is. So I'm just going to ask him. And so I just closed my eyes and got quiet. And I was like, Lord, send me a rescue. You know, I was like, tell me what's going on. And he told me, he said, your oldest is trying to hide the truth. And I just loved, the Lord didn't even use accusing language. You know, he just said, he's trying to cover the truth. And so I opened my eyes and I said, hey, Judah, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. And you know, Judah, bless his heart, he just dropped his head and he was like, it's true. And so from that moment forward, anytime they were arguing or lying, I just looked at them. I said, do I need to ask Holy Spirit or can you be honest? And they're like, okay, you know, and then they tell me the truth.
So good, Mom.
Yeah, it was so good. And so, you know, set those memories for your kids. They watch you lean into the Holy Spirit. And I love that you just called that out. So, okay. So tell us then, you've mentioned your podcast and this free downloadable. Obviously at this point, people are like, how do I get more of Jackie and Greg? So how can they connect with you guys?
Yep. So, our podcast is called High Performance Parenting. You can search on any of the main sites, but you can go to redwoodparenting.com. Okay. And it'll have, of course, our free placemat on there, but it also has all of our social links and everything else. So you'll be able to find us pretty easy or connect with us however you want. You know, we do do coaching as well. We don't really have we don't have a lot of opening. We protect our time a lot. However, with the right people that are really looking for some, you know, to do some work and create some change. Those are the people we work with. We're not really good at trying to get people to want to.
No.
We like the people who already have the desire and the ambition, and we like to help point that in the direction that'll create actual results in everything from business increase to family increase to marriage increase, because it all connects, right? It all connects to your parenting and everything else. Yeah. And so we have a website for that. It's called Team Redwoods with an S on the end, teamredwoods.com. Okay. And you can just go in there and find out all about our coaching as well. We will be having something come out early first quarter next year, which will be a program people can go through for alignment with parenting, marriage, emotions, the main categories of life that can affect all the other categories, business, finances, etc. So that'll be coming out soon as well.
That sounds really good. That sounds exciting. Well, I'm going to drop those links for anyone who is listening. Maybe you're driving and you can't go look them up right now. I'm going to drop those links in the show notes. Listen, for those of you who've been listening, if you have appreciated this episode, share it with somebody, especially if you know moms, parents, whatever, that they're like, they want to be good parents. Most parents do want to be good parents. Send this to them because you never know if they connect with Jackie and Greg or they connect with their resources they made available. You could literally change the life of someone's family and their children's future. So thank you so much, guys, for coming on here. I'm super excited to have learned about y'all and to know more about you guys. I'm excited to go keep listening to your podcast and consuming your resources. So thanks for taking the time to share with us.
Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Make sure that you are subscribed at Java with Jen on any platform that you're listening to so you don't miss any of these episodes and even maybe a future episode from this beautiful couple here. And come say hi on Instagram at Java with Jen. It's a great place to stay in touch. And otherwise, we will see you next week. Have a great week, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show. Listen, let's stay connected. Come follow me on Instagram at Java with Jen, where you can follow the latest and say hey. It's a really great way to stay in touch. Many of you have also asked how you can support the show. You can make donations through the Anchor app or on Patreon, or of course by sharing, rating, and reviewing on social media and iTunes as well. Your heartfelt feedback always reminds me why I do this. Also, don't miss our merch store, where you can get super cool Java with Jen swag and coffee. Find it at javawithjenmerch.com. Until next time, remember, hearing God's voice is simple, and He wants to be a part of your everyday life. See you next week.
You've probably heard the phrase, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? It was on those posters in your classrooms growing up, right? But the truth is, that's actually really true. And in parenting is one of those journeys that we do not want to fail at. And granted, there is no right or wrong way specifically to take, and there is no one way to parent our kids. But there is such a thing as intentional parenting, meaning that we are proactive, mindful, and forward thinking in the way that we parent rather than reactive. And you know, it is a much more effective way to raise healthy humans than to live in a reactionary, responsive place. And so in today's episode, I have two precious guests that specialize in this. They actually have their own podcast. They actually coach people in this. They are high performing individuals that are actually entrepreneurs and business people. They work with all kinds of doers, shakers, people who are making an impact in business, but they take those principles and bring them into parenting, and it has transformed their family. And so they come on the show today to share some of those keys and principles that have been transformational for their families. And it's going to give you so much encouragement, whether you're already an intentional parent, or maybe you're like feeling a little lost and kind of like, I wish I had more direction. This episode is absolutely for you. It's going to leave you encouraged, empowered, and you're going to be so glad that you learned about these guys, because they also have a podcast that you're going to enjoy listening to. So you're going to want to listen to this and share it with a friend. Let's dive into today's episode.